4NUE, mobile. Got everything packed up, headed to the deer camp, and sitting dead on empty. So here comes $150.
A good day to do some storm chasing and weather starting, though.
Think I want to do all that. I done got a little bit too old to be doing all that, but otherwise, what you up to today, Patrick?
I'm down the mountain, heading over to Easley in that area for this morning until mid-afternoon.
Roger that. Well, be careful, bud. I'm headed to Easley myself, and just gonna get this tool trailer set up, and then I get the Bobcat moved next, and we'll be ready to roll.
For you, I'm wondering about two things. One, what in the world is a Bobcat, and two, do you have a mechanic shop here in the Pickens County area?
Well, two things. You have an actual bobcat cat that lives out in the wild, and then you have a piece of construction equipment that's got a bucket, tracks, or wheels on it that moves dirt around. So that's what we're talking about.
Where you need to, where you see, I got you. I was just confused there for a second. You didn't answer the other question. Do you own a shop here in the Easley or Liberty area or something?
I got a place called the Deer Camp.
You can find that on Google Maps, can I?
Yeah, I doubt it. I doubt it. It's kind of hard to explain how to get to there, Chandler.
I hear you. It was nice to hear you this morning. I was going to ask something about him radio, but I done forgot what it was. So I'll let you get back to Patrick in a minute. KO4WWZ standing by.
Yeah, roger that. KO4HKX, KO4NUE.
KO4HKX, I'm still here.
Oh, roger that, bud. Have you looked at the weather or anything for this weekend?
Briefly, and they're calling for snow around the house. I doubt it's going to happen, but with as upside down as this world is today, I'm not going to chance fate. So I don't know. Y'all make a decision. It's going to be really cold if not. So
it's not my antenna, but I'm going to go ahead and say, unless there's ice on the road, I'm coming up there.
Up there, I'll be there. Just know what you're getting into. And the wire.
Perfect. Okay. All right. So get that straightened out and some other things, and then we should be good to go. It shouldn't be as brutal as last time we tried. I'm hoping. Daniel.
Daniel since Monday.
Talking about you on the net last night, and I just wondered if you'd spoken to him.
I was listening in. I heard y'all talking about me.
Bad. We just, I just told him, hey, you get in there and pass that exam, you're going to have to, you know, you're going to have to deal with me and Patrick.
And I heard the moon pie.
All right. Well, I'll let you get on then, I guess. I'm stopping to fill this animal up. So, no telling what this is going to cost. But at any rate, 73s for now. It's KO 40. And UE, I'm clear, but standing by.
Be careful, because it's lightning up here right now, coming down the mountain. KO 4, HKX. And I'll be around for a little while.
4 HKX, KO 4, WWZ.
Good morning, Chandler.
Morning, Patrick. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Just driving down the mountain, dodging raindrops.
Talk to you on that. It's lightning pretty good here in Easley, too. I don't know what to weather net here for South Carolina. Over.
Chandler, I didn't get what you were saying. Something, somebody doubled with you or something. I don't know what it was.
Well, if we're supposed to get any bad storms here in the Easley area or the South Carolina area, tell them one, but if we are, and if I see anything worth mentioning, I'm probably going to switch over to Channel 5 on the Skyhorn net, see if anybody's missing.
Well, I appreciate the information. I have to watch what I'm doing around with this truck.
Man, it's getting pretty dicey out here. Yeah, alright, so, what are you going to be doing today, Pat?
I'll be doing my normal routine, normal route for Wednesday, selling tools.
Alright. Okay, that sounds good to me. Well, you be careful out there today. I'll be praying for you. You stay safe, all right? KO4, WWZ, I'll be clear and standing by at your final.
Chandler, you be careful out there, too. And thank you for that prayer, and I'll do greatly appreciate it. KO4 HKX, and I'll be on the side.
And an H Mobile. Patrick, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing pretty good. Just trying to get down the mountain safely. How about yourself? Did you have a good quiet night last night?
Patrick, I had anything but a quiet night last night, man. Let me tell you. But I'll tell you this, though. My boots are absolutely soaked in water right now down this way.
Boy, it's been raining really hard up at the house. It's lightening up now that I'm down here at the bottom.
Lightning hit or lightning strike happened over here in Piedmont area. I'm actually driving home right now. I'm just so happened to leave the convenience store picking up some dinner.
It's lightning as I started down the mountain this morning. So, gonna be one of those stormy days, it looks like.
Yeah, I hear that. Honestly, I don't think I'm gonna jump on or at least look at my antennas at home. I really don't want to risk it.
What's that?
Hey, come on in, Chandler. How are you?
Doing good, Fred. Doing good. It's nice to hear you this morning. Did you just get off work?
It's affirmative. You also got a KO4 HKX Patrick in here as well.
A copy. I spoke to Patrick just a few minutes ago. How was work last night, Fred?
Patrick actually asked me right about the same question. He said it was quiet. I said, I mean, it was anything but quiet last night. It was quite busy last night for me.
KF4 NNH, KF4 WWZ. What are you doing with that, Fred?
I'm in Piedmont area at a place called Magna Drive Automotive. I'm one of their robot technicians on their assembly side. I mainly work for the robotic stuff, but there are times I work on some of the oddball stuff they got over there, too.
That makes some pretty good money.
All that money I'm starting to make, Patrick might get some of it then. Don't you think, Patrick?
never know, man. Be careful out there. It's getting bad up here.
Happy to have a safe trip down the mountain, man. But Chandler, though, yeah, it pays decent money, at least in my opinion. Just hours of work are absolutely horrible, in my opinion.
I hear you. Do you know of anything about, like, the watch, the warning for this storm? I mean, it doesn't seem too bad, but the lightning has been sort of intense a little here a little bit lately in the past few minutes.
About something like a lightning arrestor?
Sir, I'm asking, have you heard anything about any watches or warnings in relation to the weather? The lightning has gotten sort of intense around here in the past few minutes. It's not frequent, but I have seen a few strikes as I've been talking on the radio. Over.
Righty. Yeah, I'm actually getting the same thing down here. I'm actually in the Piedmont area. I'm heading back to my KTH in Pelzer. Every time I see a lightning strike start up, I start both losing the repeater and APRS. I'm actually running APRS in the background while we talk. At least I was. And every time they go, I hear both my VFOs start getting scratchy real bad.
Copy. Do you ever listen to the NOAA weather radio?
You ask what radio I use, or I couldn't comprehend that. That's my bad, not yours. Lightning's pretty bad in my area.
Asking if you ever listen to the National Weather Service radio, WXJ21.
I don't, but when the weather's fair enough, I normally fire up my little handheld, which is the SD70D. I tune that over to the Skywarn repeater, and if I'm by my base station radio, and it's not too bad, I'll most of the time have that either tuned over to National Weather or a actual, it's actually getting pretty bad, or a Skywarn repeater. But Chandler, I need to let you go, man. This weather's starting to get bad in my area. I can't do ham radio and driving at the same time. It's getting pretty bad. KO4ANH, I'll be clear after final 73.
73, Fred. Stay safe, drive careful. KO4WWZ, clear. Mobile monitoring and standing by for at least the next 3 to 5 minutes. Let me know if anyone sees any type of hail or frequent lightning strikes.
4ANH, clear.